With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. USDA's latest outlook at cattle and calves and feedlots appears to be mixed. We'll have details coming up after the break.
Truckers, Horn Plastics has you covered with the Super Slide Dump Truck Liners. Right now, you can score big with their special price. Get the Quick Release Blue Stripe Liner installed for just $800. Experience a life of smoother material dumping, starting at an unbeatable $800. Say goodbye to stuck loads and hello to faster hauling. Upgrade your truck bed with Super Slide Liners today. Visit hornplastics.com or call 701-282-7447. Horn Plastics, where efficiency meets affordability.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum provides the findings from the April cattle on feed report.
The number of cattle on feed on April 1st was about 11.8 million head, which was about 1% above a year ago. During March, about 1.7 million head of cattle were placed, which was about 12% below 2023. During March, feedlots marketed about 1.7 million head of cattle, which was about 14% below a year ago. However, that has to be adjusted by the fact there were two fewer slaughter days during March. When you make those adjustments, the marketings on a per-day basis were actually about 5%. Below a year ago. The report also gave us a breakout by sex of the cattle on feed on April 1st, which gives us an indication of the proportion of those animals on feed were heifers and heifer calves. And on April 1st, 2024, there were just under 4.6 million head of heifers and heifer calves on feed, which was about 1% above a year ago, but as a proportion of the number of total animals on feed was about 38.5% compared to about 38.7% a year earlier.
Shagum explains a marker in measuring marketing of cattle and feedlots and how it could indicate current trends in cattle inventory.
If we look at the marketing number, the number of cattle on feed over 150 days, which is sort of a marker of what we use to represent how fast cattle are being marketed, continues to grow well above a year ago as a proportion and as absolute numbers of cattle on feed, which is being reflected in the fact that the weights of cattle being slaughtered have been rather heavy.
USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor will lead an agribusiness trade mission to Colombia on August 13th through the 15th. USDA is now accepting applications from current and potential U.S. exporters who have interest in joining the delegation. Colombia is the largest South American market for U.S. agricultural products and the seventh largest market for U.S. food and beverage exports globally. Since the U.S.-Colombia Trade Promotion Agreement was implemented in 2012, U.S. ag exports to Colombia have grown 237%, reaching a record $3.7 billion in 2023. For more information, you can head to fas.usda.gov. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.